Hey guys, are you ready for something on your calendar that you actually are going to look forward to? Well, wait no longer, okay? We have our upcoming Reclaiming the Wild Men's Retreat, and it's going to be amazing. It's going to happen on April 26th through 28th at Abundant Blessings Farm in Stem, North Carolina. Now, we know a lot of you guys out there need to disconnect from that digital world that is pulling us down, and you need to spend some time with some like-minded brothers in Christ. This is where it's at. This retreat is all about faith, fellowship, and fun, with an emphasis on the fun. So here's what we're going to have here. We have skeet shooting, horseback riding, archery, hiking, fishing, scripture, cornhole, bonfires. Oh, man. We're going to have some amazing meals. We're going to be camping under the stars. And to cap it all off, we'll have a great church by the pond service that Sunday morning. It's going to be incredible. So you're going to have an opportunity to forge some really good friendships, reignite some passion that's been lost, and really lean in to become the man God intends you to be. So we have limited spots for this. So head over to thelionwithin.us/events. Okay. That's thelionwithin.us/events. And I don't want you to miss this opportunity to reclaim the wild within you, because today you have an opportunity to really lean in and have an experience of unforgettable growth, friendship, and don't forget the adventure. All right. Well, I can't wait to see you again. It's April 26th through 28th at Abundant Blessings Farm in Stem, North Carolina. So head over to thelionwithin.us/events and reserve your spot today. Welcome to The Lion Within Us, a podcast serving Christian men who are hungry to be the leaders they're predestined to be. I'm your host, Chris Granger. Let's jump in. All right, guys, for your spiritual kickoff this week, we're going to be digging into the book of Proverbs, okay? Now, specifically, Proverbs 24, and we'll be looking at verses 30 through 34. Now, what it says, I went past the field of a sluggard, past the vineyard of someone who has no sense. Thorns had come up everywhere. The ground was covered with weeds, and the stone wall was in ruins. I applied my heart to what I observed and learned a lesson from what I saw. A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of hands to rest, and poverty will come on you like a thief, and scarcity like an armed man. So there you go. Proverbs 24, 30 through 34. Very interesting. We're going to be digging into this scripture here on this spiritual kickoff, because I want to give you guys some insights, some things I've learned from just studying this scripture, because it's going to really launch us into this week what we're going to be talking about, okay? First of all, like every spiritual kickoff, where is Proverbs? Okay. You need to just go towards the middle of your Bible, find the book of Psalms. And then right after that, you come up on Proverbs. Okay. Just again, basic one-on-one stuff, but we don't want to skip anything. I want you guys to know where this stuff is in God's word. Okay. So this is kind of like just a general proverb directed at just overall people, you know, but it's definitely a proverb of wisdom. Okay. So let's consider this proverb. I'm going to break it down for you in three areas as we look at this particular proverb. Number one, observation. Number two, interpretation. And number three, application. Okay, those three. But let's start off with the observation. What is this proverb telling us? Okay, so first off, let's understand what the definition of a sluggard is. Okay, we don't use that word a lot, right? Sluggard. Okay, so I went to G2G, go to Google, and sluggard means a habitually lazy person. Okay. A habitually lazy person. But in this context, that definition does not do it justice. Okay. The heart of a sluggard refuses and rejects our purpose that God provides. That's what this is about. So it's the heart. So this is bigger than laziness. Okay. Much bigger. So we need to make sure we get that down. And we're not talking about just every now and then, but someone that regularly exhibits the act of being slothful. Okay. Now that's a word we're going to be talking about this week, slothful. And, you know, this type of person, the sluggard, the sloth, they want to be left alone. They just want the comforts. They don't want to worry about anything. They don't want any responsibility. They actually are anti-love. It's everything that is against what God's purpose, what his design, the imago Dei that we're designed in the image of God. It's everything opposite of that. But again, it's more than laziness. So if we look at this observation here, you know, it speaks to someone that just doesn't care right here at the gate. I pass the field of a slugger, pass the vineyard, someone who has no sense. Thorns come up. Ground was covered with weeds, and the stone wall was in ruins. Okay, it's unreal. There's just no pride there. There's no duty, no honor in what God's providing. And this is dangerous. This is a very dangerous area and can manifest itself in our lives very easily. Okay, the field that we're talking about here in Proverbs, what could that be? That could be your home. That could be your career, your relationship with your kids, your marriage, your relationship with friends. All these things without intentionality can get out of hand very quickly, very quickly. For me, I have to be very careful here. You know, doing the line with Dennis and working multiple jobs and three kids, one on the way. It's very easy for me to just sit back and I could just say, you know what? I'm taking the foot off the gas. I'm going to let this thing coast. Or, you know what? I'm not going to prepare for these upcoming interviews. I'm just going to let God guide it. You know what though? That's being lazy. And that's going to equate into a bad outcome. And ultimately, that's going back to you guys. You're going to stop listening. I got to put in the work, but also got to make sure my boundaries are set up correctly. Okay. And that I'm not breaking rules to myself. Okay. So me observing, we need to make sure that observation, take a step back every now and then, and let's see what's happening in our life and where do we need to modify. So the second part is proverb. Let's talk about the interpretation. Okay. Because what it says right here, I applied my heart to what I observed and learned a lesson from what I saw. Okay. So if we need to interpret, we have to be to understand and take the time to self-reflect and learn. How often do we slow down enough to sit still and just see what God's going to reveal to us? Guys, we don't want to do it. We want to bootstrap. We want to get in there, pull it up by our power, by our authority, make things happen. That's not what the Proverbs tell us. We have to take the time to interpret our situation. Ask God for clarity and be still so he can talk to you. But then you need to be brutally honest with yourself. Brutally honest. Okay. No, we're not painting with some, you know, rose colored paintbrush here, but we need to see where the weak points are, because when we work on those, that's when the growth happens. Okay. So we need to make sure that we're taking time to observe what's happening. That then, okay, what can I learn from this and how can I improve and make a positive change in my life? So that's the interpretation. So then once you've interpreted it, now what do you have to do? Step three, application. Got clarity. Now you got to act. Okay. And we got to move. We got to get in the game. You know, rest when it's time to rest. I get that. But outside of that, you need to be busting it. I mean, working hard. And our world around us, they're always looking for the easy button. There was even that company a while back, Staples, one of those companies that had literally the easy button, right? You hit that, and that was a big marketing push. Everybody wants the easy button. Nobody wants hard. But living for the king is hard. You got to put in the work. You know what? Satan is going to attack, you know, the lazy man. He wants you to be in poverty. He wants you to be in scarcity. That is not God's desire. God's desire for us is abundance. But you have to get up, get in it, get in a game, work hard, understand what he's trying to tell you, observe what's happening around you, learn, and then start applying some things. All right. So any situation that you find yourself in, take these three steps. Don't feel like you have to jump in and solve it all right now. Understand, hey, what really is happening around me? Do I truly know the truth? Right? Do you understand? Okay. What can I discern from that? Your prayer could literally be, God, give me discernment. Help me understand this situation that I'm facing. Maybe it's a situation with your kids or your wife. Maybe you're not seeing things eye to eye. All right. Pray for wisdom on how can I understand, Lord, what you're trying to tell me here to make an improvement, to move forward. And just pray for that interpretation. And then once the word comes to you and you feel like you have that sense of direction of where God's leading you, then you got to act and actually start implementing the changes. Okay. So again, this is very important. We cannot have slothful sluggard type behavior. This is not just laziness. This is turning from purpose. Okay. And guys, you have a purpose. I mean, again, you're made in the image of God. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. For the guys that are, they're always beating yourself down and telling yourself you can't do it, you need to remember there is no condemnation for those that are in Christ Jesus, right out of Romans. Speak these positive things to yourself. Okay, so right here, this Proverb 24, 30 through 34, great proverb to really take and apply in our life right now. You can apply this at work today. If you're headed to work, you're listening to this podcast, maybe something's going to come up today that's going to be challenging. Instead of immediately just reacting, take a few seconds, step back, and think through, all right, do I really understand the complete 360 of this situation? All right, if I have, what could I do to improve it? And you'll need to pray for this. Hey, again, what does the proverb say? I applied my heart to what I observed and learned from a lesson from what I saw, right? Need to go to God, ask him for that wisdom. And then number three, all right, once you have that clarity and the understanding, now we need to start working towards how can we actually implement some of this stuff, make those changes, right? So there you go. And for me, again, a lot of this stuff, it comes from personal stories do help. You know, observing what's going on with my wife and I, with our marriage. One thing we had to work on that big for her is quality time. Also, I noticed our communication was suffering a little bit. So I observed it. Then I prayed for wisdom. All right, God, help me understand. How can I help our marriage grow? How can I strengthen it? Because if I'm not intentionally working on my marriage, Satan's going to jump in. He's going to drive that wedge. And then God gave me some wisdom. He's like, you know what? You used to pray with your wife every day. Why ain't you doing no more, knucklehead? And I was like, well, because I'm a knucklehead. So I repented from that. Went back, said, actually started, okay, Becca, we need to start praying together every day. This is the last thing we do. Every night before we go to bed, we pray together. And it's a simple question. How can I pray for you? You guys, you may have heard me talking about this on other podcasts, but this is a simple way that you can apply a proverb here. I observed that we were struggling with the communication, okay? For interpretation, I had to seek God for wisdom. He gave it to me. But then I had to actually apply it. And I have to actually do it every day. Every day. Hey, how can I pray for you? And then that leads to a prayer, that leads to a tighter unity, a tighter bond, a tighter covenant, all the things. All right, guys, there you go. Do not get sucked into being a sluggard. We do not want slothful behavior. Don't allow it in your life. Speak against it. Stand up. Be a lion. So the question I want you to think about this week, what slothful behavior needs to be removed from your life? There likely is some. So what slothful behavior needs to be removed from your life? And be honest with yourself here, okay? Are you sitting around binging Netflix? You know, do you wait to get home to get on your iPhone or your iPad or your computer or a video game, something that just takes, that numbs you? Maybe it's alcohol, tobacco, pornography. There are so many things that could be pulling at you guys, that could be pulling you away from God, that just makes you lazy, makes you just not align with his purpose. I don't want that for you. I want you to stand up. I want you to lean your shoulders back. I want you to recognize God can give you the wisdom, the discernment, the insight to make a positive impact all around you. Just do not have that slothful type behavior. All right, guys, there's your spiritual kickoff. Now, the guest on Wednesday, I'm going to tell you right now, it's big time. We're having a phenomenal opportunity here at The Lion Within Us to talk to some men that, I tell you what, have just been blowing my mind. This guest is going to bring it. We're going to cover that area of what does it look like, the vice of sloth, and how can we remove that vice of sloth and get it out of our life. And we got to get it out of our lives, guys. Got to get it out. So he's going to be bringing tons of knowledge, wisdom, discernment, applications, ways that you can actually start applying some things to get that slothful behavior removed. So come back on Wednesday, check that out. I guarantee you're going to like this one. It's going to be a wonderful conversation, guys, that I think you'll get a lot of value from. Again, thank you for listening to The Lion Within Us. I encourage you, go out there, give us a rating and review. That makes a big difference, okay? Share this with others. Definitely share with others. Go check out the website. We have some new things out there. There's 10 scriptures that every lion needs to know for the battles that we're going to face. So that's free. Go check out there. Get that 10 scriptures. It's right on the website. You can download that right now. Join the Lion's Den. Be part of our community. Guys, we're working to build a community. Okay. There's some big time things coming up in the future that we're working on, but we need you guys right now. Start engaging with us. Connect with us. You're not going to get a bunch of spam. I promise you. We don't have time for it, but you are going to get some information that's going to help you grow to be the leader you're predestined to be. So I pray the Lion Within Us is helping you guys. Thank you for listening. Thank you for taking the time. I know there's a lot of better, you know, podcast hosts. Definitely, they're better ones than me, but you're taking the time to listen. I pray that this is bringing you value. Love your insight. Love your feedback. Connect with us. That way we can actually start having some conversations. All right, guys. See you back here on Wednesday. Now get out. Unleash the Lion Within. How many of you guys can recite all the lines of Sweet Home Alabama without breathing hard? But when it comes to recalling God's word, you get stuck. To help you out, we identify 10 scriptures you need to fight like a lion and a plan to help you get them cemented in your heart. So grab this free resource, and I'm going to come alongside of you in a series of personal and engaging messages designed to challenge and help you grow. So get equipped today with a scripture that will help you fight the battle you are in. Visit thelionwithin.us to get started today. That's thelionwithin.us to unlock this free guide you need to fight like a lion. We're thrilled to announce that we now have 7 powerful devotionals available on YouVersion's Bible app. For those not in the know, YouVersion is the top Bible app in the world, and we're honored to be on this incredible platform. Our devotionals dive deep into the pillars that define the lion within us: health, wealth, and self. So whether you're seeking spiritual growth, financial wisdom, or personal development, these devotionals are tailor-made for you. So ready to embark on this transformative journey and unleash the lion within you? Head over to thelionwithin.us/YouVersion to access our devotions on the YouVersion app. Join thousands of like-minded individuals and dive into the word with us. That's thelionwithin.us/YouVersion. That's YouVersion. And let's grow together and become the leaders God intends us to be.